Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Moonlit Jungle drop stack in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the beginner-friendly way inside Arrangement View. Think dark, tight, rolling drum and bass with that moonlit, nocturnal vibe. The goal here is not to pile on a million sounds. The goal is to give every layer a job. One layer holds the sub. One layer adds attitude and movement. One layer drives the drums, and one layer adds atmosphere and tension. When those roles are clear, the drop hits hard without turning to mush. So before we touch any sounds, take a second and think like a builder, not just a sound picker. Ask yourself, is this holding weight, adding motion, or creating space? If it doesn't clearly do one of those things, leave it out for now. Open Ableton Live 12 and switch to Arrangement View. Set up a section that gives you room to work, but focus on a 4-bar drop first. You can think of the whole idea in phrases. 4 bars before the drop for tension, 4 bars for the first drop phrase, 4 bars for variation, and 4 bars for a reset or fill. That phrase-based thinking matters a lot in DNB. The track is moving fast, so even tiny changes every 4 bars can make the arrangement feel alive. A filter move, a drum fill, a bass variation, a little effects hit at the end of the phrase, all of that keeps the energy moving forward. If you have a reference track, drop it into a separate audio track now and keep it low in volume. Don't copy it exactly. Just use it to compare energy, density, and low-end balance. Now let's build the foundation, the sub-bass. Create a MIDI track and load operator, or analog if that's more familiar. Keep it clean and simple. Use a sine wave or the cleanest waveform you can. No widening, no fancy unison, no extra stereo spread. The sub needs to stay mono and focused. In operator, a great beginner setup is oscillator set to sine, with a short attack, full sustain, and a tiny release. Something like 20 to 60 milliseconds. Then write a very simple bass pattern. You do not need a busy melody. In fact, less is usually better here. Try just one or two notes per bar at first. Put a note on beat 1, maybe another short note before beat 3, and maybe a pickup note leading into the next bar. Keep it rolling, but give it space. In drum and bass, the sub is there to carry the physical weight. It doesn't need to show off. It just needs to hold down the floor. Next, add the mid-bass or reese layer. This is where the attitude lives. Create a second MIDI track and load Wavetable, analog or operator. A good reese starts with a saw-based sound, subtle detuning, and a darker filter. If you're using Wavetable, a simple starting point is a saw or basic Wavetable, unison with 2 to 4 voices, a little detune, and a low-pass filter. Keep the cutoff fairly low at first, maybe somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz range depending on the patch, and then plan to automate it later. If the sound needs a little more edge, add a small amount of drive, but don't overdo it. We want tension, not chaos. Start by copying the same rhythm as the sub. That's the easiest way to hear how the layers interact. Once that feels stable, change one or two notes so the reese answers the sub instead of just copying it. Maybe the sub holds the root while the reese adds an offbeat stab. Maybe the reese gives a short pickup into a snare hit. That call and response feel is a huge part of making the drop feel musical. After the synth, add saturator. Keep it subtle. A drive of around 2 to 6 dB is enough to give the reese some grit and presence. If it starts to get messy or too wide, use utility and pull the width down. The mid-bass can have movement, but the low end should never get sloppy. Now let's clean up the relationship between the sub and the reese. On the sub track, use HQ8 and make sure the low end stays focused. Usually you want the sub living below roughly 80 to 120 Hz, depending on the note range. If there's extra mud in the 150 to 250 Hz area, gently reduce that too. On the mid-bass track, high-pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. That might be around 90 to 150 Hz, depending on the sound. If it's harsh, gently reduce some of the 2 to 5 kHz area. And on the sub, use utility with the width set to 0% so it stays fully mono. This is one of the most important beginner habits in drum and bass. Sub mono, mid bass controlled, low end separation clean. If that relationship works, the drop already has a strong foundation. Now let's bring in the drums. Add an audio track with a break. If you have an amen style or broken break loop, great. If not, any solid break can work. Drag it into Arrangement View and build out a 4-bar loop. Then start editing. Cut out a few hits, mute a few spots, and let it breathe a little. You want the break to feel energetic, but not crowded. If the break is thin, layer in kick and snare support underneath. That helps the drop feel more modern and direct while still keeping the jungle DNA from the break itself. Add drum boss to the brake or drum group if you want a little grit and glue. A light drive can give the drums more urgency. Use it carefully though. You want punch, not a squashed mess. If the top end gets too harsh, soften it a little with the damp control. If the low end is getting too huge, back off the boom or skip it entirely. For the arrangement, if bar for a little event, that might be a snare fill, a chopped break slice, a kick pickup, or a short reverse crash. That small reset helps the next phrase land harder. Now we add the atmosphere layer, and this is where the Moonlit Jungle identity really starts to show. Create one more track, audio or MIDI, and use something subtle. A dark final crackle, a filtered noise swell, a distant ambient loop, a reversed chord hit, or even a soft rain-like texture. Keep it low in the mix. It's there to create mood, not to distract from the groove. Use auto filter to shape it. Low pass the texture somewhere around 2 to 8 kHz, and then automate the cutoff slightly open into the drop. You can add a little reverb or echo too, but keep it restrained so the low mids don't get cluttered. This layer is what gives the drop that nocturnal, cinematic feeling. It's the shadow around the bass and drums. Now it's time to make the drop move. In arrangement view, automate a few key things across the first four bars. Open the mid-bass filter gradually. Add a tiny bit more drive or resonance if needed. Lift the atmosphere level just a touch going into the first fill. Maybe thin out the break for a split second before the snare lands. The idea is simple. Start darker, then open up. Bars 1 and 2 can feel more closed in, with the bass filtered and the drums tight. Bar 3 can open the sound a little. Bar 4 can include a fill or a small pause that launches you into the next phrase. That's the forward motion listeners feel in a good DNB drop. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It just has to keep evolving. At this point, group your tracks. Put the bass layers in a bass group and the drum layers in a drum group. This makes balancing much easier. On the bass group, you can use EQ8 for gentle overall shaping and maybe glue compressor if the layers feel disconnected. Keep it light. On the drum group, a little compression or drum bus can help the break and support hits feel glued together, but don't crush the dynamics too hard. And keep an eye on headroom. A beginner-friendly target is to leave around 6 dB of space on the master if possible. That way the track has room to breathe and you're not fighting clipping the whole time. Now let's talk about one of the easiest ways to make the drop feel alive, call and response. If the bass is busy, let the drums breathe. If the drums are punching hard, give the bass a shorter phrase. Let the bass hit on one part of the bar and let the drums answer on the next. Even tiny pauses can make a huge difference in drum and bass, especially right before a snare hit. A common mistake is packing too much movement right before the snare. Instead, pull one layer back for a moment. That little pocket of space makes the snare feel bigger and cleaner when it lands. So if something feels cluttered, don't add more. Simplify. Use the kick as the anchor. Let the snare speak. Keep the sub steady. Let the reese and texture do the color work. And here's a really practical teacher tip. Check the drop at low volume. If the groove still reads quietly, the arrangement is probably strong. If it only feels good when it's loud, the balance may be depending too much on sheer energy instead of good layering. Also, save two versions if you can. Keep one clean version with minimal processing, and another dirtier version with more color. That makes it much easier to compare later once you start experimenting. If you want to push this idea further, try some advanced variations after the basic version is working. Swap the mid-bass rhythm every four bars. Use a second break only for transitions. Automate tone changes instead of just volume. Make one bar feel more sparse on purpose, so the next hit feels heavier. Even a tiny mute before a key snare can create a big impact. For your quick practice challenge, build an 8-bar loop. Use a mono sub with only a few notes. Add a reese that follows the same rhythm but is high-passed. Place a chopped break on an audio track. Add kick and snare support if needed. Bring in one atmosphere layer and automate a filter opening into bar 5. Then add one fill at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. Solo each layer, then listen to the full stack. Make sure the sub stays centered and the mid-bass stays controlled. The big idea here is simple. A strong Moonlit Jungle drop stack in Ableton Live 12 comes from Roll Clarity. The sub is solid and mono. The reese brings movement and darkness. The drums bring jungle energy and forward motion. The atmosphere gives it that moonlit mood. And the arrangement keeps changing just enough to stay exciting. Start small. Keep it functional. Build the stack clearly. Then shape the energy with automation, contrast, and smart spacing. That's how you make a beginner-friendly DNB drop that feels huge, clean, and alive.